Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, July 25th, 2023. Stand up for your country. Well, there are no summer news days that are slow anymore. Used to be, I remember summer, midsummer, nothing much happened. And now, political turmoil in America pretty much at an all-time high. The leading Republican candidate for president, Donald Trump, bogged down in legal matters, some of which are driven by Democrats, and the leading candidate for the Democratic Party, Joe Biden, the president, is in serious trouble over allegations of financial fraud. And Mr. Biden, once again, is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So his story is changing. The president's story is changing. You remember, over and over and over, I never discussed any business dealings with my son, Hunter. Okay? Well, I'll give you one example. This happened October 10th, 2019. Go.
I don't discuss business with my son. I didn't know that was the case when in fact I found out after the fact. And because I don't discuss things with my son or my family, because I don't want to have any knowledge of any, I don't want to be accused of, well, you talk with your son or you talk with your whomever.
Well, now a guy named Devin Archer, Hunter Biden's partner and was involved with Burisma in Ukraine, is set to testify in front of the House Oversight Committee on Monday. So Archer certainly knows whether President Biden discussed business with his son. So the Biden administration has changed the narrative. Okay, roll the tape.
Curious if the White House and the president still stand behind his comment that he's never been involved and has never even spoken to his son about his business.
So I've been asked this question a million times. The answer is not going to change. The answer remains the same. The president was never in business with his son. I just don't have anything else to add.
Oh, isn't that a never in business? Not never discussed anymore. She's answered it a million times. You don't have any. She changes it. You know, this is just deceit, absolute deceit. How can that woman get up in the morning? But she's lying to 35 million Americans. She knows. They know what they're doing. They also know New York Times is going to cover it. Nope. Washington Post not covering it. However, today on the New York Times website, because I have my producers monitoring all this, a guy named Peter Baker, who covers Washington politics, did point out finally, okay, was it in a paper that, hey, oh, this may not stack up. Everybody knows this is a ruse. Okay, and here's what we also know. That Hunter Biden and his Uncle Jim took between $17 and $30 million from foreign concerns, foreign operations, for nothing. Nothing. That's what we know. Joe Biden know anything about that? That's stacked to you? Yesterday, we went over the tax return that President Biden released for 2017, where he somehow got $10 million. 3 years later, he and Jill got $600,000. So it went from $10 million gross to $600,000. How does that happen? This is rotten, okay? Doesn't take Sherlock Holmes. So now, what they're trying to do at the White House is just run out the clock until summer vacation, which begins for Congress next Thursday. Remember, the Justice Department isn't investigating any of this. The corrupt Merrick Garland crew is going to, they're not going to do anything. They'll get Trump on everything. They'll investigate Trump for jaywalking or anything, but they won't look at anything about Hunter Biden or his father, Joe. So it's Congress that has to do this, but Congress is taking 5 weeks off. So the Biden administration just wants to get to next Thursday, right? But they got this Devin Archer on Monday, which is going to be pretty big. And tomorrow, they got the humiliation of Hunter Biden making his plea in Wilmington, Delaware. I think the plea is going to be accepted by the judge, and Hunter Biden get probation for dodging taxes, big taxes, more than $1 million, for 2 years, and then carrying a gun when he was a drug addict. And that'll be expunged, the gun thing. That's what I think is going to happen tomorrow. And then I will see if Joe is still proud of his son. I'm sure he is. I am proud. Proud. Hunter. Greatest guy. And that's a memo. Now, we have a separate action by the Speaker of the House. So you remember how Nancy Pelosi tortured President Trump. She tortured him, all right, every blanking day. Well, now the new Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, is doing the same thing to Biden. Roll McCarthy.
This is rising to the level of impeachment inquiry, which provides Congress the strongest power to get the rest of the knowledge and information needed. Because this president has also used something we have not seen since Richard Nixon, used the weaponization of government to benefit his family and deny Congress the ability to have the oversight.
Okay, so McCarthy looks, and he has to. He has to take it as far as he can take it. So will Joe Biden be impeached? A lot of it depends on what this guy Archer says on Monday. If Archer under oath, he's not public, remember, it's a closed situation, but he's still under oath. And every word is going to be written down. He's going to have to sign it. If under oath he says, yeah, Joe is in a lot of these meetings with Hunter and me where we were getting money from Burisma or Romania or China, wherever it may be, the odds of Joe Biden being impeached on that testimony are very large. Not going to be convicted, we all know that. But as the Democratic Party tried to diminish Donald Trump with impeachment twice, I would assume that Joe Biden's going to go into the election cycle in an impeachment mode. And Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, absolutely could be impeached, because there's just a towering amount of evidence that he won't investigate anything, that the fix was in, that he blocked stuff, Garland. Now, the media, of course, don't want any part. This is such a fabulous story. And I don't mean fabulous because certain people might get hurt. I mean, this is just fascinating political story. Alleged corruption at the highest level. You think every journalist in the country would just be panting over this like they were to get Richard Nixon in Watergate. No! Roll a tape on CBS.
I want to ask you about one involving the president's son, Hunter Biden, who's going to appear in court this week to plead guilty to two misdemeanor tax charges and will enter into an agreement that could avert conviction on a gun-related charge. The deal has infuriated many congressional Republicans who are holding their own hearings. And I wonder, after this plea happens, if you would advise your party to move on.
No, I wouldn't, Margaret, and here's why. The conduct here by the U.S. Attorney in Delaware and by the Justice Department is just can't be justified.
There's a good answer by Christie. But Margaret Brennan, she's able to move on. All right, let's move on. Let's move on, you know. I don't want any of this Hunter Biden stuff. It's over. It's really, for me, somebody who came up and was in journalism school during Watergate, this is just shocking. I know it doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people in America now, but boy, to me, crazy. All right, so Hunter will be in Wilmington tomorrow. The judge is Mary Ellen Norica. He'll enter his plea that he dodged or failed to pay at least $1.5 million in income 2017 and 18, and that he was toting a handgun around when he was addicted to cocaine. Well, he's likely, as I said, to get probation on these charges. We will be on this story tomorrow. It'll be a dog and pony show, that's for sure. So that's what's happening. President Biden today's schedule, he is signing a proclamation to establish the Emmett Till and Mamie Till Mobley National Monument in Illinois and Mississippi. So to refresh your memory, Emmett Till was executed at the age of 14 in 1955. Some people in Mississippi said he bothered a white woman. They kidnapped him, tortured him, and then lynched him. I write about this extensively in my book, Killing Kennedy. If you want to know everything about this case, that's where you go. Okay? So I'm glad that President Biden is signing that proclamation to establish the monument. Emmett Till was an American, and he was executed. For nothing, because the woman that he was allegedly bothering, Carolyn Bryant, recanted her entire story. Again, Killing Kennedy has all of this. Donald Trump has declined to appear in D.C. before a January 6th grand jury. This is Jack Smith, special counsel. They're trying to get Trump on fomenting rebellion or undermining the Constitution, whatever it may be. Is a grand jury. Trump would not be allowed a lawyer if he testified in front of that grand jury, so nobody does that. So it would be Smith and his guys beating the hell out of Trump, hoping he says something that isn't true so they can get him on that. So Trump's not doing it. But because he doesn't show up, the grand jury, and this is the way our system works, it's pretty corrupt in my opinion, will indict him on whatever Smith wants them to indict him on. So that's going to happen, and that'll probably happen next week, I would assume. It's going to happen fast. Try to take the heat off President Biden.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's get out of border. Terror watch list people. This is an amazing stat. So far this year, 143 illegal migrants on the terror watch list have been arrested. Okay, so under Donald Trump's presidency, 4 years, 14 individuals on a terror watch list were arrested at the border. 14 in 4 years. Under Biden, 2 years, 114 on the terror watch list. That's the open border. Okay, and if 114 have been arrested, that means 500 got in. So this open border thing, this is fentanyl, drug deaths, cartel empowerment. It's just unbelievable. This one policy alone should disqualify Joe Biden from ever running for president again. But since a lot of Americans have no, you know, but 4 years Trump, 114, 2 years Biden. So the Justice Department is suing the state of Texas because Texas put a barrier in the Rio Grande River, a floating barrier. And the Justice Department, that's Merrick Garland, says you can't do that because the federal government is in charge of the border and the state of Texas cannot impede anything down there. So that will go to court. Okay. All right, let's go to the media. Glenn Beck and The Blaze. Okay. So Beck, his outfit, keeps a close eye on the Fox News channel. I really no reason for me to do that. I mean, once in a while, I'll cruise by there. But to me, it's a different company than when I worked there for more than 20 years. They paid me handsomely. I did my job. I'm glad I'm not there any longer. That was one of the best things that ever happened to me, you know, how it's evolved out of that. So I don't really mess around with them. So, but Beck does. So Beck's people uncovered a charitable thing. That's pretty interesting. So if you give money to a charity and you work at Fox News, the company will match up to $1,000 in donations. Okay, so if you give Big Brothers $5,000, then FNC will pop you another $1,000 check. That's $6,000 altogether. That's how that works. Anyway, the charities that are approved by the company are listed. Okay, so you know, like you can't give charity money to your girlfriend, okay, so that or boyfriend. Now, three of the charities are the Satanic Temple, I'm not kidding around, Planned Parenthood, and the arch leftist Southern Poverty Law Center. They are on the approved list, or were, okay? So Beck breaks the story. Whereupon it's picked up by Newsmax and Eric Boley, who does the 8 o'clock program at prime time. And he invites the late Roger Ailes' widow on to talk about it. Now, you may remember that Roger Ailes ran Fox News and built it into the most powerful news agency in the world. Okay, he died a few years ago. Roll the tape.
This is just a betrayal of the Fox News core audience that he had sought to serve for so long. And it's an example of how the Murdochs have decided that they will give us all these reasons why this is okay. And they will seek to have a triumph of reason over instinct. And all of us know that devil worship, gender-affirming care, you name it, some of the themes of these organizations that are available to match the donations, They are evildoers.
Okay. So joining us now from Boca Raton, Florida, where he's getting tanner by the second, is the aforementioned Eric Boley. So I don't know. I mean, right after you ran your segment, Fox News took the Satanic Temple off the list, right? Do I have that right?
Yep, 100%. I spoke to Beck on Friday night. By Sunday, they had removed the Satanic Temple as one of the matching, one of the qualified groups. I won't say charities, I'll say groups that they were willing to match up to $1,000 of employee donations. You know, they didn't take Planned Parenthood off. I'm pretty sure they didn't. And I'm pretty sure they didn't take the Southern Poverty Law Center off either. But also interesting to know, well, let me just tell you, on yesterday's show, I had the founder of the Satanic Temple on. His name is Lucian Greaves, who said, yeah, but you know, who cares? You know, and I said, Lucian, you're wrong. there are qualified charities that would benefit from that money. Frankly, I was having a hard time talking to them. I didn't think I should even be talking to someone who represented satanic worship, and that's what they're all about. Franklin Graham, I'll give you one, Bill. Franklin Graham advertises on Fox News. You see it every night. That wasn't one of the qualified charities, but the Satanic Temple was.
All right. Now, you asked Fox News for a reply or something. So did Beck. And they didn't reply to you or Beck. Is that correct?
Well, Beck did. Yeah, we didn't ask.
Well, no. Did you ask Fox News for a comment?
No, I asked Beck if he asked Fox News for a comment.
Okay, so they didn't reply to Beck. But obviously, this got into the public, and so they removed the Satanic Temple, and the devil must be mad. Now, there's a rumor floating around, and it was Greg Gutfeld donating to the Satanic Temple. Was that true?
I can't confirm or deny that.
That's a joke. That's a joke, Media Matters. We're making fun of Gutfeld. He makes fun of everybody. We can do that. So I don't think there's anybody at Fox News who would donate to the Satanic Temple. I could be wrong, but I don't know. But the fact that it's on there, that it's actually in print, is just so absurd. I can't believe it. What it demonstrates to me is it's really nobody in charge, nobody paying attention. Can't be. There just can't be anybody paying attention to this.
Come on, Bill. I mean, the companies... last year, they had a Pride Month. They had a big logo on their screens, and they were constantly talking about, let's celebrate Pride Month. And it wasn't so, I don't know, embraced this year, so they stopped doing it. The board seems to be pushing into a more woke agenda, a more woke editorial, because when you do that, you open up your audience to a bigger audience. You can go grab some MSNBC audience viewers or CNN viewers, because you're not just seen as a center right. I mean, Beth Ailes said it perfectly. Roger Ailes founded, he brought Fox News to prominence under God, family, country, and in that order. And it seems like Fox News has lost at least some of that narrative.
Well, certainly not as traditional as it was under Mr. Ailes. But, you know, look, Fox News remains number one because it is the only major, and Newsmax is coming up. Your program has added a lot of viewers since Tucker Carlson left FNC. But they offer still a traditional approach. As long as you have Hannity and Laura Ingraham, Waters now at 8 o'clock, I mean, these people are traditional conservative people. And FNC has not interfered with them at all. Where they do, I understand, interfere is during the day programming. And that kind of like different. But I wouldn't say that they're on a massive jihad to get MSNBC viewers bowling. I don't think they're trying to do that.
Well, then what would be the purpose of...
They don't care. See, it's a different thing when you and I were there.
When you and I were there, they cared. I mean,
yeah, because there was a structure...
Let's talk about promoting the Satanic Temple. We get our ass
they didn't promote it. They weren't promoting the Satanic Temple. It was just there.
How do you say they're not promoting
it? They gave them money.
They would match. They would make a donation, dollar for dollar matching donation to the Satanic Temple.
Let me explain to you. Let me explain to you why I believe that happened. So when you and I were there, there was a structure of management with professional journalists. Okay. Right down the list. They all covered news stories. They had been around for a while. They were experienced people. The news gathering operation was fairly smooth. The news came in. Guys like you and me analyzed what came in. And then behind the scenes, there wasn't anybody. I mean, really. I mean, I did a lot of matching over there because my foundation gives a lot of money to charity. And they were always fine. They were signing checks. And it was always to the children's or the veterans charities and all that. But now the people behind, the diversity people, they've taken a much, much larger role in that corporation. Right. And that's what's going on.
Why though? Why?
Well, it's the way the management, the ownership wants it. They want it that way now.
Maybe. I was actually giving more slack. I was cutting them more slack by giving them the business end of it. Like, oh, hey, they're looking for a bigger audience, so they're widening.
They know they're not going to get CNN or MSNBC viewers. No, They want to lure back the viewers that they've lost. I mean, at 8 o'clock, they're down, we're at my slot, down about 50% of what it used to do. So they're trying to get those people who have fled for one reason or another, all right, back. But I don't think the Satanic Temple donation program is the way to do it. But, you know, maybe there are a lot of evildoers who you know, have Nielsen diaries. Yeah.
I interviewed this guy Lucian Greaves yesterday, and I literally on air said to him, I don't even feel comfortable talking to you. The guy's got one black eye, one white eye, and he's the
these guys like, are all loons.
If you had an idea of what the devil would look like, it would look like him. But again, Bill, I mean, okay, fine. I just believe that their business model has evolved because maybe Roger's gone. Rupert Murdoch may be taking a lesser role. Maybe the sons are taking a larger role. They may be more liberal, more inclusive, more into diversity. And that's, I think that's what's happening. But I'm also pointing it out because the audience that you developed, Bill, and that I kind of tried to hold while I was there, it's a different makeup. It's a different demographic now than what they're
there is no more demographic. About. 25 to 54 gone. Totally gone. Let's talk about Newsmax. You guys are facing what FNC faced with the voting machines, two lawsuits against Newsmax. But you're not directly involved with any of that, correct?
I wasn't here. No, I was.
Okay,
I came
so you weren't there. That may impact Newsmax if they settle or Newsmax settles or they lose in court and there's a big judgment against the network. And Fox had this big war chest. Thanks to me, and I appreciate you pointing it out, of billions of dollars, they could pay this off, but Newsmax does not. I'm a little bit worried there that the Dominion lawsuit is going to hurt the network.
I'm not being coy with you. It happened prior to me coming here. You know, I see what the Dominion, but by the way, the Dominion settlement by Fox, $787 million. Is that why Tucker got bounced right after? I don't know. Who knows? Maybe they were thinking about fighting it and no one wanted Rupert up on the stand. I have no idea. I can't even go because I'm not even involved. I'm not even privy to the legal machinations at Newsmax.
Okay. So basically, at this point, there's two lawsuits pending against Newsmax. But you're not involved, you're not covering, you're not doing that, right?
I'm not even looped in on the zeitgeist within the office.
It's going to be interesting because I think the country needs Newsmax.
We've certainly benefited, like when, as you point out. First of all, you peaked. Your audience was the top tick on the audience numbers for Fox. After you left, Tucker built some of what was lost by Fox News, built it back. And, you know, I know Jesse's a protege of yours. He's just not a Tucker, in my opinion. And they lost from Tucker alone, they lost 1 million viewers in prime time on average. Jesse brought it back maybe half of that, maybe just a smidge north of that. But we certainly had no downdraft this past week when Fox launched their new primetime lineup.
I see the numbers every night, and Newsmax is on the rise, particularly your program, which is the highest rated show by far on it. But the country needs Newsmax because there is such an imbalance, and there is no greater illustration of that than the Biden financial story. Without Fox News and Newsmax, nobody know about it. That's how frightening this is.
Yeah. Yeah. They all want your talking points. Your motto were spot on. Margaret Brennan is placed in on, you know, very high profile, important journalistic seat in Face the Nation moderator. And she's like, oh, let's move on. Yeah. Are you kidding me? You pull the threads. A journalist like a lawyer, a good lawyer will start pulling the threads. So, The idea of impeaching, first of all, Margaret Brennan should have been pulling more threads, but the idea of impeaching Biden makes sense because in the impeachment hearings, you lean on people, you talk to people, you find out, you have more leverage to talk
it'll open some doors, but in order to make it legitimate to the American people and not a fiasco like the Trump stuff, which actually strengthened Trump, although it put him through hell, they've got to have this guy, Devin Archer, on Monday go in and say, I was there with Joe Biden, and he was talking to Hunter Biden about Burisma, Romania, China. He's got to say that. You don't have that, right, then you can't bring
impeachment. Well, look what they're doing. You pointed out 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, the narrative around the, well, Biden himself was saying, I've never spoken to Hunter about his
crazy. But he gets away with it. He gets away with it.
Well, the goalpost keeps moving, and now it's, well, KJP saying, Joe's never been in business with Hunter. That's quite a far cry from, I've never spoken to
the combination of this, which is a major, major story and a detriment to the Biden administration, and his physical and mental decline. I suggested to the White House that rather than get a shorter stairs bowling, you know, to walk into Air Force One, he should get one of those little elevator seats. You can buy those, you know. You just go, woo, you don't have to walk on
You don't
step.
Need those. I see pictures of you scuba diving with Holly.
No, I have.
Oh, is Holly okay? Is Holly all right?
Because Holly's all right. She's racked out over here. She fell asleep.
I see the hostage videos. I see. I blink twice, Holly, and sniff something. Make sure you're actually alive.
Holly is our big marketer, I'll tell you that. All right, Bowling, thank you for coming on. Really appreciate it. Continued success at Newsmax. And we'll talk again soon, I hope.
Thank you, Bill. See you on my show Tuesday.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Smart Life. Last night we had the town hall for premium and concierge members only, where we went over in great detail the financial story vis-a-vis the Bidens. And it, I think, went very, very well. I want to show you two cuts that happened. This was me responding to, we got thousands of emails to questions, and I responded to as many as I could in the time allotted. But I got two examples. Roll the first one. Nick, Bethpage, New York. I've heard the quotes from reporters saying that Hunter sent a WhatsApp message to the Chinese officials stating that he was sitting next to his father, the vice president. Okay? How can they prove that Joe Biden was actually with him? You would need a third party, maybe Devin Archer, to say, yeah, like, you know, Hunter's sitting next to his father. I was there in the house. That's what you would need under oath testimony. Interestingly enough, the authorities, some of them wanted, okay, to do a time check on where Vice President Biden was at the time. And it was blocked by Merrick Garland. You could go back and do that. That's just one of many things that the Justice Department blocked so that wouldn't get any incriminating evidence against now President Biden. Second question was another interesting one. Go. Okay, we're back. Surge in East Greenwich, Rhode Island. Mr. O'Reilly, would you please explain exactly what will happen with the Democratic Party in 24 if it's proven that Joe Biden received money from Hunter? All right, this is speculation, but it's not crazy speculation. So if somebody comes forward who had access to Vice President Biden, says, yes, I know he took money, and here's how I know it, Biden has to resign. And would. Kamala Harris would then become president. And the first thing she would do would be pardon Joe and Hunter Biden. First thing. Okay? But then, because of the scandal And because Ms. Harris's poll numbers are so low and she herself has had a lot of trouble being vice president, the Republican Party has to scramble for another candidate. Martha's Vineyard, Michelle Obama. Other than that, I don't see anybody. And I misspoke there. The Democratic Party has to scramble. So my staff's giving me a little jazz running a soundbite where I misspeak. I'll get you guys. I know who you are. Anyway, look, the reason I'm running that is we had a very successful town hall meeting. We're going to do them every 3 months or so. And if you're not a premium or concierge member on BillO'Reilly.com, I can't tell you how much you're missing and how important it is for your life, particularly concierge. If you get into trouble, you have an organization that will try to help you. And, you know, in this complicated, dangerous world, we all need that kind of insurance. So I hope you consider it. Premium and concierge membership on BillO'Reilly.com. Jason Aldean, country singer, try that in a small town. You know all about it. Now it's number two, biggest sales week for a country song in over 10 years. Number one is Seven by Jungkook featuring Latto. Don't know Jungkook, but I'm sure he's a fabulous South Korean singer. Anyway, Aldean, his concert sales are much better. This is really helping. At least short term, anyway, Jason Aldean, 12 million on-demand audio and video streams. And the country music television crew still will not play the record. They banned him after playing it for like 3 weeks. But then when it got a little hot, they dumped him. Not good. Not a good look. This day in history, very interesting. July 25th, 1945, in Potsdam, Germany, there was Churchill, there was Stalin, and there was President Truman. So Hitler had committed suicide in May of 45. Germany collapsed. The Allies came in and occupied the country. So the three leaders are meeting in Potsdam. At that meeting, Harry Truman pulls Stalin aside, and this was 78 years ago today, and says, hey, you ought to know we have a new devastating weapon, and we're going to use it against Japan. Stalin was stunned. He did not know that the United States had the atom bomb. Now, this takes on more meaning because of the film Oppenheimer, which is doing very well, about J. Robert Oppenheimer, the guy behind the atom bomb. But if you read Killing the Rising Sun, you know all about Oppenheimer and 10 times more than the movie tells you. We go deep into that whole process there because my father was on a Navy ship heading toward Japan to invade, and he would have been killed. He was first wave. I would not be here, obviously. And then the bomb dropped, and the invasion was not necessary. So anyway, Stalin got the tip 78 years ago today. Mail segment and final thought on my visit to Subway sandwiches yesterday. I was through the mail here. We got Mike. Hey, Bill, I just finished watching your special on the Biden family. I have one question. You say there's no evidence of corruption that would overturn the 2020 election. How about the fact that it is now known the FBI colluded with social media and mainstream media to block the Hunter Biden laptop story? That's not the same thing. That's media corruption, not voting machine corruption. So it's totally different. Brad Sadler, a box elder, South Dakota. Bill, you said people believe what they want to believe when it comes to the 20 election. Well, I don't want to believe the election was rigged, but I also don't want to believe more people voted for Joe Biden. They did. Joe Biden got more popular votes. Just California and New York, landslides. And the same thing happened with Hillary Clinton, overwhelmed the rest of the country. See, Texas and Florida, the other big states, they're much closer. California and New York, it's like 8-1. Biden won the popular vote. That's why we have the electoral system here. Fernando, concierge member, thank you, Fernando. Isn't the elephant in the room the actual fake LLCs created with no other purpose than to receive money for the Bidens? No product, no service. know nothing. Well, I don't know about any elephants in any room, but that banking sure is suspicious, Fernando. Mo Giguere, Vienna, Virginia. If compelling evidence arises that Biden did traitorous things for money from China, can he still be on the ticket? Yeah. Yeah. And so can Trump. They convict Trump of something, he can still run. Nothing in the Constitution that bans people from running, even if they get into legal trouble. Rob Cunleaf, Westfield, New Jersey. Bill, do you expect anything to come from the recently announced Devin Archer testimony? Yeah, I do. We'll see, but I do expect some damaging stuff. And so does the Biden White House, by the way. That wouldn't have changed their story if they didn't. Patricia Yashenko, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I enjoyed the live special. I've been a premium member from the beginning. This is another example why it pays to be a member. Keep up the excellent work. Well, yeah, I mean, we keep the membership fees low. We give you as much product as we can, Patty, and I really appreciate you being a premium member. John Reinmiller, Bixby, Oklahoma. U.S. Constitution gives powers to the executive branch to run the country and enforce the laws. Both political parties seem to utilize the presidential executive order to advance their agendas. Yeah, but it's in the Constitution, and it's not coming out. Executive orders are here to stay. But they do use to advance political things, no doubt about it. Collins Ferguson, Texarkana, Arkansas. Question, why did it take so long for states to be readmitted to the Union after the Civil War? We did that in This Day in History yesterday. Because Union troops occupied all the Confederate states. And Union politicians ran those states. Because many of them were devastated. The infrastructure was destroyed. People just didn't have enough to eat. There was no way to maintain a democracy in that kind of a condition. It took years to build it up, and once it was built up, they applied for readmission, and they were granted. Carol, concierge member. Bill, you frequently disparage movies. I attended two films this week. Yesterday, I saw a Christopher Nolan movie, Oppenheimer. Fantastic. 3 hours, 15 minutes. Ooh. I heard good things about Oppenheimer. I like that Cillian Murphy guy. Robert Downey Jr. is a great actor. I'll see it. I don't know when I'm going to have time, but I will. But remember, I researched Killing the Rising Sun along with Dugard. And I'm going to be sitting there in the theater going, yeah, but you should have said this. And then he'll throw me out. Okay, Killing the Witch is coming out. Another well-researched book. September 26th, pre-order. You'll get it first. You're going to love this book. This book will tell you and teach you a lot of things. And at the end, it's really disturbing because the end is contemporary possession, demon possession. O'Reilly, Sid Rosenberg from WABC, doing a live show at the Paramount Theater in Huntington on October 27th. About 30% sold out after one day presale. So if you want to see us, go to BillO'Reilly.com. We will set you up, but this show is going to sell out. It's going to be a blast. It's a New York state of mind, as we're calling it, but anybody can enjoy this. If you haven't heard me with Rosenberg on Thursdays on WABC at 8:40, that is a must listen. We're going to have a great time. Word of the day, no dolosity, D-O-L-O-S-I-T-Y, no dolosity. Back with Final Thought in a moment.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
All right, final thought of the day. So yesterday was insane. I had no time to even eat. Got a little cereal in the morning, and then at 6 o'clock, I look at the clock. All right. So I ran over to a local Subway place, and I wanted to get a tuna sub with a little provolone cheese and lettuce, right? Pretty simple order. I got a big one. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten all day. So the local Subway shop is owned by a family from Bangladesh, and I like that. They're hardworking. They come to America. They want to succeed. But the daughter is taking my order, and she didn't speak English. And whatever she says, nobody can understand her. I'm going, does anybody understand? No. And she's asking me questions about my order. And all I'm doing is going, tuna, pointing to the tuna, okay? Large bread, pointing to the bread. Provolone, pointing to it because I have the ingredients out. And lettuce, just put it on the thing. It took me about 8 minutes to get this sandwich. So I'm thinking to myself, do I get angry? What do? Am I frustrated? Now, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I probably would have said, all right, get me somebody else. But I didn't. I feel sorry for her. Yeah, the tuna sandwich I wanted. I was hungry, but it was more important that she survive with her dignity. I finally got the sandwich, okay? I almost went around and made it myself. It's not a hard deal to do. So the reason I'm telling you all this is when you're in that situation, and I'm sure you will be, just take a step back and go, is it worth it? All right? And usually the answer is no. Final thought. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you tomorrow.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.